This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Hello and welcome to Around Macoupin County. My guest on this weekend show is Peggy Dunn. She's with the Macoupin County Public Transportation and she is the coordinator. Welcome to the show, Peggy.
Thank you.
Peggy, we're going to talk today about Macoupin County Public Transportation. And as we get started with our program, I thought maybe just for those who may not be familiar with some of the services or just to remind people of your services, let's talk just a little bit in general about what does Macoupin County Transportation provide?
Macoupin County is a public transportation system. It's been providing public transportation since 2010. This transportation is not just for seniors or medical. It's for all of Macoupin County residents. Without this transportation, residents would not be able to get to needed doctor's appointments, specialty clinics, meals, shopping, entertainment, and jobs. And we also have specialty trips for that anyone can assign, go to, sign up on.
Now, what kind of transportation actually is there? Do you have buses, handicap accessible? What various modes of transportation do you offer?
We have 28 vehicles right now. Some are cars, some are minivans with handicap accessibles, and some are 14-passenger buses that we use for all of our clients.
As far as someone maybe needing to utilize your services, do they have to give advance? Sort of what do they do if they say, you know, I'm going to need some transportation? What do they do to arrange something?
Okay, they call us at our toll-free number, which is 877-600-0707. We request a 24-hour notice for in-county and a 72-hour county for out-of-county.
As far as someone needing transportation, those are the time limits so that you can get your scheduling together, I guess?
Yeah, because last year alone, we provided over 60,000 trips, and we traveled 530,000 miles. So we are working on, we have a schedule that we try to schedule and get as many people as we can to their appointments when they're needed.
We're going to move on to a related subject. You talked about many, many miles that you drive and several types of vehicles that you utilize to transport people in and out of Macoupin County. You are right now in the process of trying to obtain a grant that would help you, I guess, get either new or replacement vehicles. And if you could talk a little bit about what you're trying to do as far as this grant and what kind of vehicles are you looking for?
Okay, we're in the process of applying for the Consolidated Vehicle Procurement Grant. And what that does is it helps us get new vehicles for our older vehicles that are high mileage and a lot of maintenance and stuff. And we're asking the community support to send us support letters. Right now we are trying to get 5 minivans, handicap accessible minivans, and 4 handicap 14-passenger buses.
And those will be replacing some of your older ones?
They will be replacing some of our older ones that are costing a lot with maintenance and have high miles, yes.
The public support that you're requesting, what is it that you're wanting someone to do and the timeline on that? I think a timeline is rather close.
Okay, yes, the timeline is close, and what I'm asking is for people to send letters of support to us at our office at 112 South Macoupin by May 25th, and if they have any questions, they could give me a call, and I could help them out at 217-839-4133.
And as far as this letter, I know, I think I've seen reference that you have a sample letter, but just for the listeners, sort of what should they say or what are you wanting them to get the point across about that will help in this grant?
That I would like them to say how much they like our services and how much they use our services and that they support us in our efforts of getting these vehicles because the transportation is very, very important to them and all of the county residents.
Just to go over that again, the deadline is to your office by when?
May 25th.
All right, and that would be, that gives us about 2 weeks from the airing of this program, I assume then.
Yes.
As far as the grant, when do you know, after everybody, I guess, does their part, when would you know if you're going to obtain this grant or not?
sometimes it takes like about 6 or 7 months before we know if we're going to be able to obtain it or not. And if we do get anything out of it, it could be another year or two before we would get any vehicles. But it takes like a 2-year process just about.
Once again, as we come closer to the end of the program, we discussed earlier the services you provide for all types of things, but if you would like to, again, give out the numbers and what they do if they would need help from Macoupin County Public Transportation, go right ahead.
Okay, this is Peggy, and the Macoupin County Public Transportation does all of your transportation needs within the county. If you would like to sign up for a trip, make sure you give us a call at our toll-free number, which is 877-600-0707.
I guess it's important maybe just to make sure everybody knows that it's not where you have to go meet a bus or something. You come to their location, correct?
Right. We're a door-to-door service. We come to their location and pick them up. We cannot go into their house, but we will come up to there and help them get on the vehicle and off the vehicle and get them to their doctor's appointments or where they want to go through the doors.
Peggy Dunn, thank you for joining us on Around Macoupin County this weekend.
Thank you.
And you can join us next weekend for another edition. For WSMI, I'm Rick Davis.